This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with David Commande. He's conducting the Heartland Festival Orchestra this Saturday evening at Five Points, Washington, in a concert entitled Mozart's Masterpieces. David, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, in addition to Mozart, there's also two other very important composers whose works are featured in this concert. Can you tell us about them?
I wanted to set off Mozart's genius with some very high-quality music of his time. Mozart, of course, strikes us as being unique just because of the amazing breadth, genius, depth of his music, and it sets itself off from so much other music. On the other hand, he was not working in a vacuum. He was making music as a young man in a certain kind of society for certain purposes, and he had there were plenty of others, contemporaries, who were making music for similar reasons. We're opening our program with a symphony number one of Luigi Boccherini, and this is an Italian composer who's actually best known for his chamber music. He played the cello, and there's also some wonderful music for strings together with guitar. Gorgeous, gorgeous music. And we're playing this symphony, and it really sets us up in some ways to understand and experience what was so special about Mozart. In particular, when you listen to even the opening of the symphony, you hear something that's not really very far away from the Baroque sense of music, the Baroque style, which was very much constant motion, very decorative, sometimes many voices working at the same time, much busier music. And it's marvelous. But it gives you a little glimpse backward in time to that Baroque feel. I wonder if we could listen to just a few.
Yeah, and since we're talking about that, why don't we take just a moment here and listen to just a little bit of the Symphony No. 1 by Luigi Boccherini. A little bit of the Symphony No. 1 by Luigi Boccherini. That's one of the pieces on this weekend's concert with the Heartland Festival Orchestra. We're talking with Artistic Director David Commande. And David, can you talk a little bit about the choice to open both halves of the concert, not with Mozart, but with these other composers, Boccherini and Paisiello? Are you deliberately setting up a compare and contrast experience with the Mozart pieces that come up later?
Yes, indeed. I think having a little bit of contrast helps to frame and set the scene for Mozart's qualities. So in the case of the second opening, the second half opens with the overture to La Serva Padrona, which means the servant mistress, by Giovanni Paisiello. And in fact, Paisiello might best be known as the first composer of the Barber of Seville. His Barber of Seville predates Rossini's, although obviously he's far less famous in music history. But when Rossini's came out, there were partisans for Paisiello's opera that were outraged and threw things at performances. But in any case, what I think is wonderful is that the overture catches your ear as being operatic from the very first phrase. And since both chamber music and the opera were realms in which Mozart was active and obviously great himself, I thought it would be also nice to have this little reference to the operatic world as well.
The two Mozart pieces that you've chosen for this program include the Sinfonia Concertante and the Symphony No. 36. And like a lot of Mozart's music, these two pieces were written while Mozart was traveling. He was on the road giving concerts, composing for patrons, and they're kind of a useful reminder of something that we tend to forget, which was that Mozart, during his life, was not only a working musician, but he was a working musician who had to spend a lot of time traveling on the road to find new patrons and introduce his music to new communities.
It's a great point. And not only was he traveling on the road, but at great discomfort compared to what we think of. So a trip from Vienna all the way to Paris was a huge undertaking when you realize it was made in a carriage. towed by horses, right? Pulled by horses. And in fact, the Sinfonia Concertante was written in 1779 following that trip through Mannheim and to Paris, during which, tragically, Mozart's mother died in Paris. There are people who speculate that the depth of the slow movement in this particular work was somehow deepened. It was darker and more moving as a result of his own reaction to that experience. I can see that happening. My feeling is that composers' souls are enriched by their experiences, and the specifics of that translation into their music, I'm never too literal about it. On the other hand, the soulful song of the slow movement of the Sinfonia Concertante is remarkable. In fact, the whole work, for sheer songful beauty, is without compare among all of Mozart's works.
And it brings up a great point. Again, the title is Mozart's Masterpieces, and some people would have a hard time saying, well, which ones are the masterpieces? Everything that he created was so beautiful and so perfect. How did you settle on these two?
Well, they're two of the most masterful of the masterpieces. Their perfection, their uniqueness, each of these great works stands alone in its beauty, even though it has brothers and sisters among his works. The Sinfonia Concertante also reflected a style of the times, which was multiple concerto soloists, and this form is actually a marriage of the symphony and the concerto. So you have the voice of the violin and the voice of the viola, which are complementary but distinguished because of their ranges. And they intertwine and they converse in front of the orchestra, but then also with the orchestra in ways that are spectacular. And it's a huge treat to have as our soloists our concertmaster, Dr. Sarah Gentry, and our principal viola, Diane Wetheridge, both of whom I've known almost two decades now. We've performed so many times orchestrally, but also in chamber music, and they are magnificent soloists, and it's a great treat to feature them in that role.
Now, in last year's concert season, you also featured a concerto symphony performance with multiple soloists. Is this a favorite type of performance vehicle for you, having the multiple soloists on stage with the symphony?
Well, as part of ongoing variation, I guess, yes. Yes. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the Linz Symphony, the Symphony number 36. One thing that I had forgotten about this piece was that it was put together in just 4 days. Again, Mozart was on the road. He had arrived in Linz, and there was going to be a concert in just a few days, and he needed a new symphony for it. And this was how the world of music worked in the late 1700s. Sometimes you needed a new piece for a concert, and you had to produce rather quickly.
And in fact, your story reminds me of some stories about Johann Strauss over 100 years later, producing things overnight in a few hours. In fact, no, it's true. Mozart was traveling, and he needed to produce this work. And it might mislead people to think that Mozart worked effortlessly, which is actually an urban legend. He did work hard. He made sketches. He perfected his music. But even with or without sketches, 4 days was incredibly quick for a work of such maturity and beauty. Four movements, a typical symphony with an introduction and a minuet movement, a very, very beautiful slow song movement. In fact, I don't know whether we'd have time to hear just the opening phrase of that, but it is superb.
Since we're on the subject, let's listen here to just a little bit of Mozart's Symphony number 36. That was a little bit of Mozart's Symphony number 36. We're talking with David Commande from the Heartland Festival Orchestra, and that's one of the pieces on their concert coming up this Saturday night. David, you hinted at this a little earlier, but can you talk a little bit more about the decision to choose this particular symphony as opposed to, say, the Prague Symphony or the Jupiter Symphony, also late Mozart symphonies, but that are iconic in their own ways?
It's been a while since I had the pleasure of performing this piece and hearing it, and it works well in the tonality of the concert, and I think it balances well with the Sinfonia Concertante, which has that C minor middle movement based primarily in E flat, but we turn to C major on this program, so I felt it was a great balance for this particular program. And it struck me that the entire program reflects something of the fact that music in the world was very much in transition during Mozart's lifetime, from a period in which music's purpose was to serve at events, where it was primarily background for elegant parties of the nobility or the royalty, or it was, in a way, serving as a background to ritual in the church. The evolution of art music, classical music, what we call classical music now, to include folk music, to become simpler and more accessible to everyone, but also to take on a certain depth of meaning and expression. All of that was happening during Mozart's lifetime. He and Haydn brought that decorative element and brought it to a kind of maturity that set things up for Beethoven, who came, you know, towards, you know, late in their lives or following upon them, and then took that depth and added a lot of spices and a lot of artistic violence and conviction and volume, and turned the corner into the Romantic age.
And David, can you tell us a little bit about this concert's community partner?
I'm very pleased that we're featuring We Care of Morton as our community partner this time. I had the pleasure of meeting some of the folks there in Morton by their shop, Upscale Resale, which helps to support a program which has been for many decades now bringing food to folks who need it in the greater Tazewell County area, not exactly by the river, but a little east of there. They let me know that, first of all, they have 24 vehicles that might be out. They're serving 330 people at a given time, bringing meals to people who can't get out of the house or don't have the means. All of it's volunteer. There's no government money for this. And it's an amazing example and a heartwarming one in which a community is helping itself. And the way they describe both the camaraderie among the volunteers and then the spirit of gratitude among those who receive this help, I was immensely impressed by it.
David Commande is the artistic director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra. He joined us to talk about their concert, Mozart's Masterpieces. The performance is tomorrow night at 7:30 at Five Points, Washington. David, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you.
Also this weekend, the Caterpillar Employees Mixed Chorus presents their annual fall musical, Disney's The Little Mermaid, this weekend. This is the Cat Chorus's 75th anniversary, and it's the first time this show has been performed locally with an adult cast. Performances continue tonight through Sunday in the East Peoria High School Auditorium.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.